Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps. Your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for the Odyssey app. It's a big orange background with a white A. You download it. Your favorite WILK News Radio. That's it. You got us. It plays seamlessly with your CarPlay. You don't have to worry about if you're in the area, out of the area, which mountain is in the way. You will get us crystal clear. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts now that they've allowed Jake back into that system because, you know, the gremlins in Odyssey land changed the logins or wiped them off the system or whatever it is. But that's back to being normal now, so they are being uploaded as usual for now. And I emphasize for now. How's everybody doing? It's 308, 80 degrees. We are still dealing with the Canadian wildfire smogs. I don't even know if that's a word. I did see several elected officials start to question Canada on what's going on. Some elected officials, Representative Lise Stefanik from New York, Congresswoman Lisa McLean from Michigan, have all asked Canada, hey, what's going on with your wildfire situation? Because this is getting out of control for us down here south of that border as far as what we're dealing with. And I just don't remember it earlier than a couple of years ago as being an issue. But it is, and hopefully it's out of our area. We just haven't had any real rain to wash it away out of the sky or kind of put a damper on it. You know, it's been beautiful, other than the smog we're dealing with. So hopefully you're not suffering through it. Really hasn't been an issue for anyone in my family. I thought I was getting a little bit touched of it the other day, but everything's fine now, so who knows. And it doesn't usually affect me, so it could have been just anything. But some updates. We have this ongoing issue today in Georgia, about 40 miles south of Savannah, Georgia, where Fort Stewart, active shooter, was on base. And before people start asking, you know, how does somebody get on base? And it appears that the shooter, as per CNN, is an Army sergeant that had a right and authority to be on the base, if that is true, and would not be searched normally while entering a base. There were five victims. As of now, all victims are in stable condition. There are no issues as far as the severity of it. They were treated on scene and then escorted to a level one trauma center in Savannah by both state police and the ambulance personnel there. So it's good news that you know, there are no fatalities reported here, but there are five victims. And this was on an active duty military base, one of the largest in Georgia. I believe they says that it houses over 9,000 Army soldiers. So I've been to Fort Stewart. I've traveled by it a lot. I have spent a lot of time in the Savannah, Georgia area. And if you've ever been down there, you know, you're by Fort Stewart a lot if you travel around the area. It is a military town. Savannah, Georgia is very proud to be a proud military town. So it's an investigation that's ongoing. The FBI is on scene. The Secretary of Defense has been briefed. The President has been briefed. And we need to get to the bottom of what was the cause of this. What happened here? What was the breakdown? And what needs to be done moving forward? And it's a hard question to answer if this was in fact, an active duty Army sergeant that is the assailant here, because again, thousands of active duty military go on and off this base each day. It would not be realistic to start searching every vehicle coming in or out. So it's really important that they get to the bottom of this and figure out why this individual decided to do this. And I don't have that information right now. It's an investigation that's early in its process, but I guess we'll wait and see what they come up with, and hopefully we can get you more answers sooner rather than later. We do have a really good show lined up today. We do have some guests coming in the studio later today, and we will be announcing that a little later. Due to logistics, I'm not sure the exact time. So And pending any other issues, you know, maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. So I don't want to tease you and it not happen, but it looks like it will in fact happen. I'm just not sure of a time right yet. So we'll have to juggle the schedule around a little bit while we deal with this. One of the things I did do today, earlier today, and if you follow me on social media, Rob O'Donnell on Facebook, is I posed a simple question. And here's the question. How will a family of four making $120,000 a year with $30,000 in overtime and a new car loan taken out in 2025 benefits specifically in specific dollars under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in comparison to how they would do if it didn't pass? Now, remind you, what the Big Beautiful Bill did do that's not talked about a whole lot is it made permanent those 2017 tax cuts. So you got to figure $120,000 and $30,000 in overtime. So that's $150,000 for a family of four. One person, two person income really doesn't matter. That's your average middle class family. And it broke it down into very specific details to where, you know, it talks about your gross income would then be $150,000, 120 base with $30,000 in overtime. Now, your overtime deduction caps out at $25,000. So if you made $30,000 in overtime, and this is the same for tips, you would only be able to deduct $25,000. Now, your car loan interest deduction based on a $60,000 car would be about $2,000 a year. And you'd be able to take that starting in your 2025 taxes, which would be 2026, and you'd be able to do that for 4 years. Your standard deduction was increased to $31,500. So your total deduction totally on your $150,000 gross salary, that's your base salary plus your overtime, would be your total deductions would be $58,500. So your taxable income would then be reduced to $91,500. Now, again, this is a simplification. This is if you take the standard deduction. This does not include your state taxes, your local taxes, your Social Security, your Medicare, your FICA, all those fun things. This is just your federal tax bill. And then you break down the federal tax as it stands now under this bill. The first 10% on 10% you're taxed at on the first $23,200. 12% you're taxed at $23,000 to $83,000, 22% tax bracket from 83 to 91. Your child tax credit, $2,200 times two children, goes to $4,400. Your tax liability, which would originally be $11,311, minus $4,400 for that child tax credit, your tax on that would be $6,911. Now, if the Big Beautiful Bill did not pass, and they did not get where you could write off your overtime or tips, did not get where you could write off the interest on your auto loan, the childhood tax credit did not increase, your standard deduction did not increase. Based on the same numbers, because your standard deduction would be $13,850, at the end of the year, you would be paying $20,059 in taxes. So your tax savings from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and again, this is a family making $120,000 base salary, either $30,000 in addition to that in overtime or tips. So $150,000 gross for a family of four, two children, filing married joint. Today, under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, your tax liability would be $6,900. Without this, your tax liability would have been $20,059. So you are saving an average family of four, a middle-class family, making $150,000, family of four, two incomes, making a little overtime, is saving over $13,000 a year. Every year for at least the next couple of years. So the family saves approximately $13,148 in federal income tax under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act compared to if it didn't pass, driven by overtime deduction of $5,500, car loan interest deduction of $440, the higher standard deduction, which increased $3,883, and the lower tax rate, of $3,125 and an increased child tax credit of $4,400 for two children. You're not being told that part of it. You're being told, well, the One Big Beautiful Bill gave tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires, right? Well, here's your average family, right? $60,000 each, or one person making $120,000 breaking. That's your average truck driver. That's people in our area. Somebody texted in, what about us poor people who make only $30,000 a year? Well, you would obviously lower the numbers, but you are still saving. You are still taking home more money now than you would have been. Because do you buy a car? And this is what happens. Like I said, my daughter just bought her first new car. She will be able to write off her tax, her interest on her auto loan for the next 4 years. It's saving her money. It's giving her a deduction. At $2,000 a year, because her car was about that amount, $60,000, she is writing off about $2,000 a year, which saves her roughly $440 per year. Because, again, it's just a deduction against your income. But when you break that all down, it comes out into real dollars in your pocket, just the interest on her car loan, $440 a year. But for your average family, just looking at some text messages coming in, because, oh, you should factor in price increases due to higher tariffs. What about the price increases of inflation under the last administration? Things fluctuate. See, you're going to argue that say you don't want the $13,000. Say you'd rather the Big Beautiful Bill didn't pass. And justify that. Call the show, 570-883-0098. I am breaking down real numbers for you for a middle-class family. Now, does it include every middle-class family? No, they're right. The texter is right. There are people who make $30,000 a year. But I guarantee you're doing better now because you know why? The child tax credit has increased. Your standard deduction has increased. You may not have to pay taxes at all if you're making $30,000 a year. If you happen to buy a car, even if it's not a $60,000 car, if you go out and buy a $22,000 car, which there are. My last Hyundai Kona, I think, was like $23,000. And that was a couple of years ago. It's my car that I used to commute back and forth with. But I still paid interest on those loans. That interest would still be tax deductible. And I know everybody doesn't work overtime or on tips, but it is a large portion of us. No, you don't need to itemize to take the writing off your interest on your auto loan. You could take the standard deduction, and you will still get no tax on tips. You will still get no tax on overtime, and you could still write off your interest on your auto loans, your new auto loans, if the car's final assembly point is here in America. There are stipulations to these things. My daughter's car, a Jeep Wrangler, does fit the criteria. And it's just an added benefit. But you know what? If you're saving that type of money off your gross income, $2,000 on your average $60,000 car loan at 6% interest, sometimes it's more than that. You're paying 7.9, 8% interest on your car loan. You will be saving more. It's up to $10,000 cap per year. So if you're paying interest up to $10,000, now, under most circumstances, if you're getting a 6% car loan or a 5% car loan, if you're paying $10,000 in interest a year, your car is probably about $400,000, $500,000. Most of us aren't buying that car, which is why I based it off a $60,000 car at 6% interest, which only gives you $2,000 a year to write off, not the cap, not near the cap of $10,000. But no, you don't have to itemize your deductions to take advantage of that. It is along with the standard in addition to the standard deduction. This breaks down in very specific detail on my Facebook page. This is an overview that I'm talking about here. It gets down to the nuts and bolts, how your first 10% is taxed, how your next 12% is taxed, how your 22% taxed based on how high your income is. If your income is up to $23,000, you're only taxed 10%. From $23,000 to $83,000, you're taxed at 12%. From $83,000 to $91,000, you're taxed at 22%. That's the standard federal rate. So that's the this breaks down very specifically on my Facebook. And I strongly recommend you go there to look at the details. And look how much this bill does, in fact, actually help the average middle-class family in America. And we're going to talk more about this during the day today. But you could look at those numbers broken down very specifically. It's a long post, but it breaks it down very specifically. But your average family of four that makes $120,000, works a little overtime or some tips, bringing them to $150,000 saves over $13,000 a year. That's not just help for the rich. That's help for your average American family.